Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. This is the 10% Happier podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey, gang, happy Friday. Time for a bonus meditation. We've got a really good one for you today on a topic that many of us know quite intimately, stress. In today's meditation, Alexis Santos is going to teach us how to take a few steps back from that stress, to create some distance, to see it for what it is. Alexis, I should say, is a very good friend, a highly skilled meditation teacher. He's been practicing for decades. You may remember his appearance on the show last month, during which he and I talked about the fact that he has helped me discover a much more relaxing way to meditate. Alexis is also a beloved teacher over on the 10% Happier app, where he leads our on-the-go course and offers a variety of other meditations. One item of business before we get to it with Alexis. One of the things we've heard from you, our listeners, is that even for people who meditate regularly, it can be hard to apply those insights, the ones we sometimes generate during meditation, to the annoyances and quandaries of our day-to-day lives. You've been asking for a deeper dive into exactly how meditation can transform your life, and my colleague here at 10% Happier, the meditation teacher Matthew Hepburn, has delivered just that in his brand new podcast. He's got his own show now, which he is cheekily calling 20% Happier. On the podcast, you'll listen in on an intimate conversation between Matthew and his guest. His guests are not gurus. They meditate, yes, but their daily lives are probably a lot closer to yours than the Dalai Lama's. Matthew helps his guest unpack what's going on in their practice, where they feel stuck, what's working, what's not working, and then lead them to breakthroughs that can transform their lives and maybe yours too as you listen along. So if you want to listen to this new show, 20% Happier, download the 10% Happier app wherever you get your apps, and then tap on the podcasts tab. Okay, without further ado, here's Alexis Santos.
Hi, this is Alexis. In this session, we're going to explore one of the more common experiences that we all share, the feeling of stress, and the wisdom that helps to see it more clearly. Let's get started. Find a comfortable place to sit or lie down. Allow your eyes to gently close if you like. To get started, take a couple of deeper breaths to arrive more fully into this moment. Notice how the body feels. Allow the awareness to sense the general experience of the whole body, from the head to the face and shoulders, down the torso and belly, the buttocks down to the feet, sensing the whole body. So in this moment, see if you can appreciate the very simple ability to be aware right now. What is the nature of your experience in the body or your state of mind? Is there tension or tightness in your body somewhere? If feelings of stress are present, see if you can just acknowledge them and notice how they feel, not pushing them away or trying to change them. Just being with them as they are. Stress is often the result of not attending to what is actually happening. It's like we're living slightly out of sync with the direct experience. Either wanting something to be finished sooner, leaning into the future, or resisting what's already here. Notice what's happening in your direct experience. It might be tightness and stress or thoughts. There might be ease. Just notice. You might ask yourself some questions. How does stress feel in my body? Where do I feel it most? And where is it felt least? Anxiety or stress is just as it is, something that you can step back from and observe, like you'd watch a storm passing or clouds moving through the sky. As we become less identified with stress, as my stress, we can see it as just another changing experience that we can be aware of. Like any sensation, thought, or emotion that comes and goes. And it's through this understanding of stress that we can gain more ease, more freedom in our daily lives. When you're ready, you can open your eyes if they have been closed and reconnect in a more natural way with the space around you. Thanks for listening and wishing you a good rest of the day or evening.
Thank you, Alexis. We'll be right back here on Monday with the neuroscientist Amishi Jha talking about something called peak mind. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey. Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them may very well surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million-dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everybody, including her own mom, that the name sounded like a dive bar. On the podcast How I Built This, host Guy Raz talks to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt, failure, and how they were able to overcome setbacks on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity, a how-to guide for navigating life's challenges from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. Listen early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more business content like this, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts with shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many, many more. Wondery means business.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. I'm your host, Shimo Liai, and I was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now I'm returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.